Are you ready for the GSA ETS Next Travel Service bid? ETS Next aims to implement a single enterprise solution for managing travel and expense management and reporting for 124 civilian agencies. ETS Next replaces ETS 2, which provides a T&E system that enables agencies to place task orders. On ETS 2, agencies are responsible for task order administration and all system configurations. In comparison, GSA will manage the T&E services ETS Next provides. The scope of ETS Next requirements covers the following: increasing customer satisfaction across all agencies and user types, reducing the time it takes for users to carry out their required T&E mission support activities, reducing duplicative customizations and maintenance for a better experience and better value across the government, strengthening information security infrastructure and processes, responding to changes in commercial travel and expense services and additional services. The ETS Next timeline includes draft RFP release on June 23, 2023, Industry Day on July 11, questions due July 20, and final RFP release expected in October 2023. The cost to bid on this multi-phase proposal is high. Phase 1 requires offerers to complete 5 volumes, none with current page limits, before advancing to Phase 2. Volumes include Volume 1, Administration Information and Subcontracting Plan; Volume 2, Self-Assessment; Volume 3, Security; Volume 4, Demo Evaluation Testing with Oral Presentations. Note, the offerer's key personnel must demonstrate their proposed solution and submit the briefing deck 2 full business days before the scheduled demo and evaluation testing. And finally, Volume 5, Price. If GSA selects an offerer to move to Phase 2, they must submit 3 more volumes and add information to Volume 5. The government has not specified page limits for these volumes, which include Volume 6, Technical and Management Approach; Volume 7, Security; and Volume 8, Past Performance. The government is rating offerers using a confidence standard of high, medium, and low for Phase 1 and Phase 2 subfactors. Highly rated offerers must have several strengths that benefit the government, with no or minor weaknesses for each subfactor. Once the government evaluates offerers, it will produce a tabular comparison. The government evaluates non-price factors as slightly more important than price. A solution evaluated more highly in the non-price factors could be selected for award over one lower in total evaluated price. However, if non-price factors are equal, price becomes more important. The government has wide latitude in determining which solution represents the best value. The government intends to make an award without discussions. Therefore, an offeror's initial proposal must present its best effort. The main challenge is for key personnel to conduct an oral presentation and demonstrate their proposed solution in Phase 1. The demo also involves having the government test the solution over 10 days. Offerers can have 2 representatives or product leads observe the evaluation testing. If the government conducts on-site testing, the offerer's representatives may participate in person. Offerers with favorable ratings will advance to Phase 2, which involves providing supporting plans and processes for implementing the solution, as well as past performance information.